Video: patient charged after fatal stabbing of dedicated Missouri firefighter in ambulance. By Amy Furr on April 28, 2025. A firefighter paramedic was fatally stabbed in the chest allegedly by a patient he was transporting early Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri, and the community is mourning his loss. The victim was identified as 29-year-old Graham Hoffman of the Kansas City Fire Department, KMBC reported on Monday. The patient, 38-year-old Shanetta Bossel, is accused of stabbing Hoffman around 1 a.m. when first responders were taking her to St. Luke's Hospital. Medical personnel at North Kansas City Hospital tried to save Hoffman's life but were unable to do so. Bossel is in police custody. Jail records show Bossel is facing 3 felony charges: first-degree murder, resisting/interfering with arrest for a felony, and third-degree assault. She is also charged with armed criminal action, and her bond is set at $1 million, according to Fox News. The outlet noted the suspect had reportedly been arrested on Wednesday after being accused of biting a police officer. She was charged with assault and resisting arrest in that case, but she reportedly posted bond on Friday. Images show the firefighter paramedic and the suspect in the case. In a social media post following the tragedy, the fire department wrote, described as compassionate, caring, loving, and a leader on and off the job by his fellow firefighters and academy classmates. It is with great sorrow and sadness we announce the passing of KCFD firefighter paramedic Graham Hoffman. The KCFD statement continued. Firefighter Hoffman died from injuries sustained when he was stabbed in the chest by a patient he was transporting to the hospital in the early hours of April 27. Graham was a dedicated professional who loved serving his city. He will be greatly missed. Funeral details will follow in the coming days. Rest in peace, firefighter Graham Hoffman. In a statement, Clay County Prosecutor Zach Thompson said of Hoffman, "He made the well-being and safety of his community his personal responsibility. Our community grieves his loss at such a young age with his entire life ahead of him. No words or actions can undo the tragic events that led us here tonight. But that will not stop us from remaining steadfast in our pursuit of justice," Thompson added. Video footage shows first responders during the procession for the firefighter. When speaking of the fatal stabbing, Battalion Chief Michael Hopkins said the department had never experienced such a violent incident in those particular circumstances. "This is something totally new for the fire department, to have this sort of violent act. It's not uncommon to have a patient maybe be unruly. It's understandable, sometimes things are going on. But to have something to this extent is, I've never seen anything like it," he commented.